This can be a tricky question. A lot of people haven't ever really thought of music or a song in this particular way. And the question can quickly take you into personal and often tender territory. But the people at Wayne Bowl, in the city of Wayne, between Detroit and Ypsilanti, were pretty good sports. Mac Ivory Sr. was at the bowling alley with two generations of his family that night. He was there along with Mac Ivory III and Mac Ivory Jr. And Mac Ivory Sr. didn't so much have an answer to the question as much as he just wanted to sing.
The name of it is So Long. Now this is way back in the 40s. Gee, I hate to see you go. You are the one that I know. You've been mine so long, all alone. With my memories of you, I can see that you're lonely too. You're my own, even though we're far apart. But I'll keep you right here in my heart. So long, and that's it.
So long.
So long. So long.
Turns out that song was originally by Nolan Strong and the Diablos. That's a Detroit doo-wop group that was popular in the 50s.
I was in a bar. Matter of fact, I was a bouncer in the bar. So that's where I heard that.
Who's gonna love you the way that I...
Ivory is 89, and he was born and raised in Detroit, but he now lives in Inkster. He says the song brings back tears because his wife is gone, but he's still here. Now, sometimes when you ask people, what's the song that saved your life, you get a taste of a bigger story.
I got my first real six string, boy, after five and done.
That's what bartender Valerie Martin seemed to be getting at as she mentioned a few of the songs that saved her life.
One reminds me of a friend that passed away at 17, and I was 17, so still to this day, it's like yesterday, when that song comes on. Summer 69, Brian Adams, was the one that reminded me of my friend. I ain't singing it, though. But I'd say summer 89, because that was my year with her.
Death came up a lot in people's answers, which makes me think during a very difficult time, a song can do something powerful by comforting us.
My name is Juanita Saylor. I live in Inkster, Michigan.
The most important song in her life is Amazing Grace.
It was my mother's favorite song, and she passed away when I was a little girl. I was brought up in church as a child every Sunday, so I guess it kind of stuck with me from my early childhood days. Down south, there was not a lot of songs that people knew because, you know, there was no books, no hymn books that you can pass out every Sunday and learn a song from. It was, you know, in the south, in the country, so just brings back a lot of memories.
Not everyone has a song that saved their life. But then you meet a guy like Troy Gray from Romulus.
I was riding in my car one day, in the express lane, rolling on the freeway.
My life? I was a bad kid, pretty much. Not listening to my parents, stealing stuff from them, and getting in trouble, big trouble.
His jam was called You Saved Me by R. Kelly.
A while ago, I stole merchandise from a JCPenney store, and I was caught and arrested for it. And it pretty much being arrested just at that time, not really going to jail or anything, just being put in a holding cell changed my whole perspective. Being able to be in being processed, and it really changed everything. Like, this is not how I want to be.
10 years I've been straight.
And nobody really ever makes songs like that. And when I just heard the lyrics and everything, and it pretty much inspired me, you know, I need to change. I need to better myself for my own future. It's pretty much the chorus saying, you saved me, gave me a second chance, you saved me. And that really right there, that part right there, let me know that everybody deserves a second chance. There's a second chance out there if you don't believe. that you don't get a second chance, there is a second chance. What did I do differently? I stopped stealing. I got married. Changed my life around getting married to this lady right behind me. I've been married for about a year and a half now.
I was 18 out there on the block selling drugs.